Compass holding aloft the globe, Anglo Amalgamated presents a Peter Rogers production.
Carry on, cowboy.
Carry on, cowboy. A cowboy clad in black, the Rumpo Kid, rides a white horse across a wide open landscape.
With the burning sun above.
Starring Sidney James, Kenneth Williams, Jim Dale, Charles Hawtrey, Joan Sims, Angela Douglas.
Till the last ray's been branded, oh cowboy, carry on.
With Bernard Breslau, John Pertwee. Screenplay by Talbot Rothwell. Music composed and conducted by Eric Rogers.
Just the campfire's glowing, Togis sing your lullaby.
The Rumpo Kid rides slowly along a dusty trail.
Till the last great roundup's done.
Produced by Peter Rogers, directed by Gerald Thomas.
Oh, cowboy, carry on.
In a western town, a man paints a sign, Stodge City, population 204. Seeing the Rumpo Kid riding into town, the man runs for cover. The Rumpo Kid rides his horse up the main street and pulls it to a halt as he sees three other cowboys coming the other way. The three cowboys also stop their horses. They and the Rumpo Kid all dismount and tie their horses off to tethering rails at the side of the street. The Rumpo Kid walks out into the centre of the street to face the three cowboys. People run for cover as the combatants square up. They go for their guns and the Rumpo Kid shoots down all three of his adversaries. He blows smoke from his gun barrels.
I wonder what they wanted.
He shoots a bell outside an undertaker's.
What the? Ah, business.
The Rumpo Kid reloads.
Take good care of them, mister. They were good friends of mine.
It'll be a pleasure, sir. What do you want? Plain coffee, $1. Padded, $2. Or maybe you like pillows. Beautiful silver handles, all the trimmings. But that'll be an extra $2.
Give them pads.
Pads.
Pillars.
Pillows.
Handles.
Handles.
And some flowers.
Flowers?
Pansies.
In a saloon, Bell's place.
Hey, hold it a minute, Russ.
What's the matter, Judge?
I thought I heard shots just now.
It's probably just a horse backfiring.
Oh, yes, you don't. Hey, wait a minute. I know a horse backfiring when I hear one.
Come now, Judge. There ain't been no shooting in Stodge since the day you ran Jesse James out of town.
What a day that was, eh? You know, Judge, I'd never credited you with either the guts or the courage to do a thing like that.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't like having to get tough with Jesse, though. She was a nice girl.
I never did get to know exactly what she done that was so wrong.
Old Ben was a friend of mine, Sam, and she killed him.
It was his own fault. He was 92. I warned him not to marry her.
Yeah! How she did it was immaterial.
Come on, let's get back to the game. It's your draw, Judge.
Someone's dropped one. Oh, it's me. I've got it. Mrs. Von the Baker, happy families. That's another pot I've won. Oh, and mighty pretty it is, too.
It's a chamber pot. Outside, the Rumpo Kid adjusts the population sign from 204 to 201.
Someone's going to take a lot of timber.
The undertaker measures up.
6 7/8. Business is picking up.
The Rumpo Kid and his horse.
Yep, I reckon we come far enough, old pal. Time to rest up.
He tethers his horse outside the saloon and goes inside. Judge Burke calls over to him.
Howdy, stranger! Nice day! Disgusting!
Remind me to put up a notice about that. No spitting.
Yeah, sure, Judge.
The doc wipes the judge's spit off his face. At the bar...
Yes, sir. What'll it be? Lemonade, ginger beer, sarsaparilla?
Don't be funny. Whiskey.
We're not allowed to serve hard stuff in Stodge, sir. Mayor's orders.
That is correct, but I can thoroughly recommend the ginger beer.
Don't you talk to me about ginger beer. Who is this?
Judge Burke.
I am the mayor.
You better keep away from my horse. You ain't seen a mayor in 3 weeks. Come on, whiskey.
Certainly not. We are fully temperance.
I don't care if you're full of flatulence. I've been on a trail 6 days, nonstop.
I can't help that.
I don't like people who get in my way.
I can't help that.
And I just shot 3 men who did.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps just a little one. They keep a bottle or two for me. For purely medicinal purposes, of course.
Leave the bottle.
Oh, I say, I can't have that.
The Rumpo Kid pulls his pistol. The judge and his friends dive under a table, their backsides poking up into the air. The Rumpo Kid shoots the neck off the bottle and pours himself a drink.
Bottoms up.
Someone shoots the glass out of his hand. The kid sees the shooter is the saloon's curvaceous owner, Bell. He grins as the buxom blonde slinks towards him, a smoking Derringer pistol in her hand. She wears her hair up and a dark figure-hugging sequin dress. The doc doffs his hat as she passes.
I'll just take that gun of yours, cowboy.
What for?
I don't allow no shooting at my place.
Lady, I wouldn't dream of shooting at your place.
I'm not afraid to use this, you know.
His gun.
My, but you got a big one.
I'm from Texas, ma'am. We all got big ones down there.
And the other. Hand it over.
I'll take those, Bell. Check them, will you, Charlie? Thank you. Here's your ticket. You can have them back when you're ready to leave.
I ain't figuring on leaving for a while.
Oh, that's nice. We could do with a bit of fun around here.
So you're Bell?
Yeah. My intimate friends call me Ding Dong.
Like to give you a clang sometime. Here, Bell, how about let me have a couple of rooms?
$10 a day, all in, okay?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Bell. I can't have him staying in Stodge City. Now, listen here, my good man. I run this town, and I can't have any trouble around here.
You won't have to worry about that no more.
I won't.
From now on, I'll be running out.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll show you your rooms.
Do you mind putting that away first?
Oh, why, sure.
Wow, what a holster.
She put the Derringer in her cleavage.
Disgusting. I'm gonna get the sheriff.
Outside, the judge approaches the Undertaker.
How about that? 3 all at once. Who says there ain't no Santa Claus?
It's a disgrace. What's the use in me putting these notices up? Where's the sheriff? What's he doing? Herb! Herb! Sheriff! Sheriff! Oh, there you are, Herb. Wake up! There's been a shooting! It's all right, it's all right. Don't go mad. It's only me, Judge Burke. Now listen, there's been a shooting.
I say,
there's been a shooting. Oh, for heaven's sake, where's your thing? There's been a shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah, and there's 3 men laying dead out there.
That's strange. I didn't hear nothing.
I'm not surprised. You never have your thing in.
It's my afternoon off, Judge.
I don't know what we pay you for. Really, I don't.
Who done it, you know?
Yeah, some terrible-looking rough. He's over in Bell's place now. You gotta run him out of town. I don't want that kind of person here. It lowers the tone of the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, well, don't you worry none, Judge. We'll have him out of here in an hour. Either head first or feet first.
Yeah, that's right. In my position as mayor of... For heaven's sakes! Where are your spectacles? Your spectacles!
Where? Around here, someplace.
Oh, here they are.
Where?
Here they are!
Ah, here they are!
The sheriff puts them on.
Yeah, that's better. Oh, here we go!
There, that way.
The myopic deaf lawman walks into the door.
Wait a minute here, for Pete's sake. Now, there.
Thanks, Judge. He's picks ain't so good for seeing things a long ways off.
We'll have to go.
On the sheriff's wall is a wanted poster for the Rumpo Kid. Outside, the sheriff mounts his horse and gets on the wrong way round. He swivels round in the saddle so that he's facing the right way. He rides all the way to the other side of the street and dismounts outside the saloon. He tethers his horse to a rail, then pats his horse's neck.
Nice going, Lightning.
He marches up the steps of the saloon and makes to kick open the saloon doors, but misses them on the first attempt. He marches into the saloon and draws his gun. Then walks into a table. He blunders his way over to the bartender.
All right, get away from that bar, stranger. And don't try nothing.
That was me, Sheriff. Charlie.
Huh? Charlie!
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Charlie. Didn't recognize you from the front. Mm-hmm. Where's the killer?
Up with Bell, Sheriff, room 12.
Room 12?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
The sheriff heads towards the stairs, crashing into the doc's card table on the way. He completely overturns it and knocks the doc over in the process. He misses the stairs and knocks an Aspen Distra off a stand, before blundering his way up the first flight of stairs and bumping into the wall.
You have a good sleep, sweetheart.
The Rumpo Kid's horse is in bed.
See you later.
Reckon you Texans think more of horses than you do of us women.
Well, naturally. If I was being chased by a posse, I wouldn't get very far on you.
Yeah, and if you were raising a family, you wouldn't get very far on a horse.
You in there! You got 5 seconds to come up with your hands up or I'm coming in to get you.
Who's that?
That's Albert. Albert Earp, our sheriff.
Are you coming out?
Nope.
Then I'm coming in. Where's the door?
The Rumpo Kid opens it. To the horse.
All right, get out of that bed. Get on your horse and get out of Storch.
That is his horse, Sheriff.
Oh, you dang glasses. I'm better off without him. Yeah, that's better. There's liable to be some pretty fancy shooting around here, Miss Bell. You better get the hell out of it.
I think you better put them specs on again, Sheriff. I'm the fella you're looking for.
What's that?
Bell mouths he's deaf.
I'm the fella you're looking for.
That's the game, is it? Well, it'll take more than dressing up in women's clothes to fool me, mister. On your way, cowboy.
I had enough of this. Look here, twerp.
The name's Earp. Albert Earp, without the twer.
With or without? What's the matter? What have I done wrong?
You just killed 3 men, mister.
I know that, but what have I done wrong?
You want to try drawing on me, mister?
I can't. I ain't got my guns.
Then I'll give you 5 seconds to find one. One. Two. Three. Where are you?
One.
Fire!
The sheriff is felled by a single shot. The judge runs to him.
Sheriff! Sheriff! Here! Are you all right?
Reckon I'm going, Judge.
Oh, don't go!
Listen, friend. Just tell my folks what happened, will you? They'll even the score. Will you do that for me, friend?
Yes, of course.
What's that?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Here. Yes, of course!
Yeah, well, there's no need to shout, Judge. I'm wearing my specs.
The sheriff snuffs it. The Rumpo Kid has Bell's derringer.
It's lucky I remember where you put that.
Washington, D.C. In an office marked Bureau of Internal Affairs, the commissioner is busy snogging his secretary when an aide comes in and finds them at it.
I do beg your pardon, Commissioner.
Damn it, Perkins, can't you see I'm busy?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. This just wouldn't wait.
You think this will? All right. What's so all-fired important?
It's another telegraph from Stodge City, sir. Judge Burke? He's the mayor there, you know.
Burke? Oh, yeah, I remember him in law school. He's a bum.
I didn't know you studied at law school, sir.
I didn't. I was a janitor. Well, what does a bum want?
Lawless elements have completely taken over the town. He wants us to send him a peace marshal to clean the place up.
Why bother me with all this? Send him a marshal, anything for peace.
Oh, that's just the trouble, sir. We haven't any available.
Nobody? What about that big head who's always hanging around here looking for work? What's his name? Dylan. What's he doing?
6 months.
Oh. Well, looks like we got a problem here. Miss Jones, can you think of something we can do?
Why, yes. But hadn't we better get the problem out of the way first?
At an inquiry desk...
Next.
A young man with a Gladstone bag approaches.
What can I do for you?
I'd like a job, please.
Name?
Nut. With a K.
You could have fooled me. First name?
Marshall. Marshall P. Nutt. But most of my friends call me Marsh.
Yeah, but in that case, you won't mind if I call you Marshall. Your profession?
Drainage, sanitation, and garbage disposal engineer. First class.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Qualifications?
Yes. I have here a certificate from Chipping Sodbury Technical College. That's in England. And a reference from Lady Pushing, saying what a good job I did on her main sludge channel. Because it was all bunged up, you know. And this was presented to me by the Chipping Sodbury Ladies Guild, in appreciation for services rendered. It's a sink plunger.
It's very interesting, Mr. Nutt, that I fail to see how it can be of any use to us.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I don't mind telling you that since I arrived in America, I've been amazed by your out-of-date methods. I mean, for instance, your way of disposing of garbage. It's a load of rubbish. And as for sanitation, I think you will agree it's an absurd waste of the president's valuable time to have to walk from the White House all the way to that little shed at the bottom of the garden. For your city streets, they could all clean
Mr.
up.
Nutt, may I suggest that you see the Public Works Department just down the corridor?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just a minute. Mr. Nutt, will you please take this with you?
Oh, yes. We mustn't forget that, must we?
His plunger is stuck to the desk. As he pulls, he yanks the desktop off.
I'm terribly sorry.
He frees the plunger from the desktop and cack-handedly puts the desktop back on the man's desk. It's all crooked. He puts the inquiry sign back on the desk. The man irritably bangs his desk and the top falls off again. Marshall quickly scuttles out of the office. He tips his bowler hat to a statue in the corridor, then knocks on the door of the Bureau of Internal Affairs.
Yes?
He goes inside, clutching his plunger and his Gladstone bag. He removes his hat.
Well, what do you want?
I was told you might give me a job.
Job? What job? Who the blazes are you?
Nutt. Marshall P. Nutt.
Marshall? No one available, huh? Well, Marshall, you couldn't have come at a better time.
Really?
Yes, sir. How would you like to go and clean up Stodge City for me?
Oh, very much, sir. In a bit of a mess, isn't it?
You said it, Marshall. One heck of a mess.
Funnily enough, I was talking about that problem to the man outside. Now, I have one or two things.
Yes, I'm sure you have, Marshall, but I'm a pretty busy man, so suppose you just get down to Stodge City and get to work, huh? See Judge Burke there. He'll tell you what's doing.
Judge Burke, yes, and thank you very much.
Not at all, Marshall, not at all.
In the corridor...
Stodge City.
Marshall checks a map of the USA.
Oh, right in the country. Should be nice and peaceful.
The new Toyota Yaris. Sponsors ITV Movies.
At Dow Egberts, we think you deserve a better cup of coffee every day. What do you think? Dow Egberts Pure Gold. Your choice.
Here at Carcraft, we've been making things easier for car buyers since 1951. And with our new low start deal, we're doing the same again. Choose any car at any price from thousands in stock, and you'll only pay £99 deposit and £99 a month for the first 12 months. It's just one of the many ways we're helping car buyers. Buy and drive away today for just £99 deposit and £99 a month for the first 12 months. Available on any car. Carcraft, in Liverpool, Rochdale and Leeds. Open till 9 tonight.
With Sky, you only pay for the type of TV you love. We've split our channels into 6 entertainment packs, each bringing you the best in its kind of TV. So, if you love top drama, only pay for top drama with the Variety Pack. Your first pack is just £16.50 a month. Add more for only £1 extra each. And with Sky Plus, you can record and store to watch whenever you like. Pick your Sky TV packs from only £16.50 a month. And you could save on household bills with free broadband and free calls. For the type of TV you want to watch, call 0844 210 008. Sky.
This week at Dreams, you can save and save again with double discount on a massive range of beds. There are thousands in stock for next day delivery, free credit on every bed, and with hundreds of pounds off thousands of beds, all you need to do is choose the bed of your dreams. So save twice this week with double discount only at Dreams, Britain's leading bed specialist.
For the part of you that wishes you were soaking up style in Paris, relaxing in Amsterdam, partying in Dublin, or indulging yourself in Brussels. The Sunday Times, in association with Air Miles, is offering a free return flight or Eurostar ticket to a selection of European destinations with any 7-day weekly subscription. For your free ticket to Europe offer, pick up The Sunday Times this weekend. The Sunday Times, for all you are.
I think I'm going to choose car insurance.
There's not loads of complicated questions like, what were you doing 7 years ago? Do you like bread? Do you have a beard?
I can see all of the information that I need.
You've got a little slider there and you can change the excess.
Do you like ice cream?
Well, I've got 51 quotes already up here.
I save £240 annually, and that's brilliant.
The new confused.com. The choice is clear.
Flu viruses can spread if you don't catch your coughs or sneezes hygienically, passing flu from person to person. Flu viruses can live on hard surfaces for several hours, making flu easy to spread. To prevent the spread of flu when you cough or sneeze, catch it in a clean tissue, bin it, and kill it by washing your hands as soon as you can. Catch it, bin it, kill it. Call 0800 1513 513 to hear the latest information on swine flu.
Actimel's come down. Buy 2 8-packs for only £4. That's just 25p a bottle. Actimel, help support your body's defences for less.
The new Toyota Yaris. Sponsors ITV Movies.
Rough riders tear through Stodge. Bullets pepper the judge's window.
That's the 10th window broken in 2 weeks.
Who was it, Judge?
Oh, some of those horrible friends of the Rumpo Kid, of course. Look at my hat. Just look at it.
Hey, 3 inches lower, it'll be in your head.
Don't say that.
You know, things have got pretty rough in this town since he came.
Rough? It ain't safe for decent folks to walk the streets at night. Why, I have to send the wife out for everything.
Never mind. Things will get better when they send that marshal.
If they send him.
The doc puts his hands up.
Oh, why, hello, Sam. What brings you into town?
I tell you what brings me into town. I lost 50 head of cattle on my ranch last night.
Rustlers?
Oh, they certainly weren't pickpockets.
Oh, there's no need to get all sarky.
50 head. What's more, my prize bull was among them.
Not old Ramrod.
Yeah. How am I to raise cattle without a bull? Judge, you've got to do something.
Well, that's hardly in my line of country, Sam.
You know darn well that Rumpo Kid and his gang are behind all this.
Yeah, you're probably right, Sam, but how are you going to prove it?
The saloon's been renamed Rumpo's Place. Charlie the bartender throws a man into the street.
And stay out of here, bum!
Inside, the saloon is packed with tough-looking types, all boozing and playing cards. Charlie goes back behind the bar as Belle joins a spruced-up Rumpo Kid.
Johnny?
How about this for business, huh?
Yeah, you sure have made a difference to the place.
A fight starts.
Oh, well, I'd like to see a bit of innocent fun.
Johnny, just look at these beautiful furs. Silver fox, and he only wants $50 a skin.
Not bad.
They'd make a lovely fur coat.
Yeah? I don't like wearing fur.
No, Johnny, I meant for me.
I get it. You want me to buy them for you, huh?
Just 500 the lot, mister.
Right, I just gotta get some money from the bank. Won't be a minute.
He steps outside.
Morning, Mr. Rumpo, sir. Anything for me today?
Not yet, Josh. Stick around, surely.
Puffing on a cigar, the Rumpo Kid marches across the street and goes into the bank. Twirling his pistol, he returns with a bag of cash. The manager puts up a cashier wanted poster. To the undertaker...
Hey, that's the fourth in 2 weeks!
You're in the wrong business!
What's going on here?
The judge and the doc saw a man thrown out of the saloon into the street. The judge runs up to the saloon doors and peers over the top of them. He looks appalled when he sees a troupe of dancing girls on the stage in the saloon performing the can-can. Despite himself, the judge has a bit of a leer at the girls as they bend over, flashing their stockings and frilly pink pants. The Rumpo Kid and his cronies enjoy the show. The girls trot on the spot, high-kick and flash their backsides at the audience. The judge does his best to look like he's not enjoying it. The judge licks his lips as the doc walks up behind him.
What is it, Judge?
Don't look! Whatever you do, don't look! Why not? You'll never believe it, but there are women dancing in there and showing their... under things.
No.
Yeah, right up to here.
What they look like?
Well, they're sort of black and frilly with these little pink rosebuds on them. And what does it matter what they look like? It's disgusting. Why, in 15 years of married life, I haven't even seen my wife's.
Well, you don't need to worry, Judge. They ain't got rosebuds on them.
I'm glad to hear it. What? Kind of busy. I got some folk waiting in the surgery.
The doc hurries off.
Oh, he must have seen him on the clothesline. I'm gonna put a stop to this. Stop this disgraceful exhibition immediately. Go on, get out of here. And kindly adjust your dress before leaving.
Hey, just what do you think you're doing, Judge?
Mr. Kidd, as mayor of this town and guardian of law and order, I must object most strongly to this impropriety.
Impro what?
All this jigging up and down and lascivious dancing.
What are you talking about? It's educational.
Educational? They never showed me anything like that when I was at school.
That's what I mean. It's never too late to learn. Sit down, Judge. Grab yourself a piece of culture.
Culture? Just a minute. I suppose you think that's culture.
Nope. That's my Aunt Fanny. She gave me that as a sort of housewarming present. Artistic, eh?
But she ain't got no clothes on.
Certainly not. She's in a working outfit. She's an artist model.
I don't care if she's Lady Godiva. She's gonna come down. I can't have that sort of thing around here. I'm determined to keep the starch out of sex. The sex out of starch.
Suppose you get out of here while you're still in one piece, huh?
I haven't finished yet. Oh, no, there's something else. You've got to stop shooting all them cashiers at the bank.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Judge. You can't blame me for that. They won't let me draw no money.
Before you draw money out of a bank, you're supposed to put some in.
Well, that's a funny way to run a bank.
And don't think I don't know who's behind all the cattle rustling that's been going on around here.
What cattle rustling? You won't find no cows here. Not the kind you're looking for.
Don't think you're gonna get away with it, Rumpo. I'm gonna get you. Do you hear me? I'm gonna get you.
Now's as good a time as any, Judge.
Don't get me wrong. I'm only joking.
Make me laugh some more. Go for your gun.
Everyone clears out of the way. The doc comes in and is knocked over by the saloon doors.
Judge! Judge! This telegraph just come for you.
Aha! It's from Washington. They're sending down a United States Marshal.
What?
Yeah, that kind of changes things, doesn't it? He'll be arriving on the first stage from Denver. Huh? Yeah!
The stage from Denver rattles along a dusty road. Aboard it, Marshall sits beside an attractive blonde in a yellow dress. He eyes her up and removes his hat.
Excuse me. Do you go all the way?
I beg your pardon?
All the way to Stodge City.
Oh, yeah, I have a job of work to do there.
Really? Oh, that's marvelous. So do I. I'm a drainage, sanitation, and garbage disposal engineer, first class.
I just knew you'd be something exciting like that.
I've been sent to clean up the town.
That's funny. I had something in mind for myself like that.
What are you going there for, then?
Vengeance.
Oh. What?
Oh, my father was sheriff in Stodge City and somebody shot him. And I'm going there to find out who, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I don't think a nice girl like you should be doing things like that. I mean, even if you do find out who it was, what can you do?
Kill him?
Marshall looks shocked. In the saloon...
It's no use, Johnny. If a marshal's coming to Stodge, we may just as well pack up and move on.
If he gets this far...
Well, how are you going to stop him? You take a shot at a peace marshal, they'll send the whole United States cavalry in to get you.
Bell's right, kid. You can't touch a marshal.
I know. But just suppose on that stage was to get raided by Indians.
Are you kidding? There's only one lot of Indians left around here, and they couldn't even raid a larder.
Maybe we could give him a hand. Come on, Charlie. Let's go talk to him.
The Rumpo Kid and Charlie ride into an Indian camp. A lookout calls to them as they approach.
Stop!
How? We come in peace!
Charlie and the Rumpo Kid dismount, and the lookout, who's about 6'7", climbs down from his tree and comes over to them.
Look here, Mr. Injun. We ain't come here to buy a load of junk. We want to talk with the big chief, savvy?
You wait.
He points.
Big chief in little lodge.
The rather fey chief steps out of the small teepee.
Oh, hello.
Mita, Kwana.
The chief wears little round John Lennon-style glasses and a feathered headdress.
Oh. Me, he big, hell-faced chief. From Stodge City, me salute him, big chief. Me want powwow.
I say you do talk folly. You must be foreigners.
Why didn't you tell me you could talk English?
Well, I'm sorry, kid, I didn't know. Chief, this is Johnny Finger, known as the Rumpo Kid.
Oh, how do you do? And a very charming name. I'm called Man-U-Ah. Roughly translated, it means big heap.
Very picturesque.
And this is my son, Little Heap, or as we say, Mini-Man Ooh-Ah.
Mitaka! Otika! Atamatuka!
No, you can't have their scalps. The very idea, scalp mad.
Glad to hear that, Chief. Maybe we can help him get one.
Oh, no, don't encourage him.
Well, at least we can sit down and talk it over, can't we?
But of course, where are my manners?
He indicates this way.
I think you'll find this piece of ground most comfortable. No sharp stones.
They sit on animal skins on the ground.
Son, tell my squaw to fetch the peace pipe. You'd care for a piece of pipe, wouldn't you?
Be glad to, Chief. Once talk peace with the Sioux, but you can't trust them. One minute it was peace on, the next peace off.
You won't have any trouble like that with us, I can assure you. Personally, I hate fighting.
A shapely squaw approaches with the pipe. She kneels between Big Heap and the Rumpo Kid, who definitely fancies her.
Oh, this is my new squaw, Kitty Cater. I bought her for 2 buffalo skins.
How? Never mind how. Where?
The Rumpo Kid has a puff.
What do you got in there? Old moccasins?
Thank you, no. I'm trying to give it up.
I don't blame you.
You don't happen to have any fire water, do you?
You like whiskey?
He produces a bottle.
Oh, my favorite brand!
If I give you this, I gotta have a little something in return.
She's yours.
Oh, no, not that. Well, you know, maybe that on account.
Well, what else do you want?
A certain fella I got rid of.
Where is this fellow?
On the stage.
Oh, I don't blame you. I can't stand actors myself. Peculiar lot.
The stage coach coming in from Denver today. All you gotta do is raid it and get him.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. I'm told they carry guns on these stages. It might get rough.
Your favorite brand. Try some. Plenty more where that come from.
Well.
The chief glugs it down.
To the pale faces! Massacre the lot!
As the stagecoach clatters along the trail, it's watched from a patch of high ground by Little Heap and some braves. Little Heap signals a brave standing by a fire, and the brave uses a blanket to send smoke signals from the fire. Big Heap is with the Rumpo Kid and Charlie, who are now also dressed as Indians. They see the smoke signals.
Ah! That's the
the signal from Little Heath. That means they've sighted the stage.
Where?
Well, there. Don't you see the smoke signals? Now, I must acknowledge them.
I'll be glad when this is over. I feel all right, Charlie, in this get-up, I can tell you.
Ah, you look great. Sort of a cross between Hiawatha and Rosemary.
Yeah. I still don't see why we had to dress up like this.
Because we have to look like Injuns. I don't trust that big heap out of my sight. Now quit beefing and give me that dynamite.
Charlie hands him a stick.
Come on. Here, if you can't stop that stage any other way, use these.
Oh, thank you.
Big Heap rubs two sticks.
What are you messing about at?
Oh, I'm just trying to start a fire to answer Little Heap.
Try a match.
Oh, dear me, no. Why, my people have been getting fire this way for thousands of years. I mean, it's such fun.
Well, what's that got to do with it? They've been getting kids the same way for thousands of years, too.
Well.
Carry on with the sticks.
Big Heap rubs the sticks of dynamite together.
All right, get on your horses.
Big Heap's blown himself up. The Rumpo Kid goes over to the frazzled chief.
I say, it's never worked as well as that before.
The stagecoach pulls up to a halt.
Oh, we've stopped.
So we have, and I should think so too. 12 hours is a long time in a coach with no corridor.
Marshall and the blonde Annie Oakley get out of the coach.
Well, where is it? We ain't stopped for that, mister. Looky up over there. Injuns. What? Injuns. What, you mean railway engines? Red engines. Them smoke signals.
What do they mean?
Danged if I know. Oh, I can tell you. I bought a useful phrase book in Washington. Now, smoke signals. Ah, here it is. Now, what are they saying?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff. Puff, puff. Puff.
Ah, here it is. Please direct me to the ladies' or gentlemen's cloakroom. Oh, that can't be right, can it?
Well, if it is, Indians can be very particular.
Yeah, well, I ain't hanging around here listening to you puffing. Because all I know is that where there's Indians, there's trouble. Trouble? Oh, don't be silly. There hasn't been any trouble with Indians for years. They're perfectly friendly now. Call that friendly? Oh, they're only playing. They wouldn't hurt us.
An arrow skewered Marshall's hat, another kills the guard.
Some game.
The Indians ride over a ridge and gallop towards the coach. The coachman jumps down to Marshall and Annie.
Now what we're going to do, mister? Play with them? Now, don't panic. It's all right. I know what to do. Form a circle.
Yes, that's it.
Form a circle.
With one coach.
Oh, yes, that would be a bit difficult.
If you two don't mind, I'll get back in.
That's a good idea.
Oh, no, you don't, mister. We're going to need every man that we've got. Now, you get a hold of that. Get up there and start shooting.
The Indians encircle the stage. Marshall accidentally knocks a case off the top of the coach. It hits the coachman and knocks him out.
Oh, I don't know what we'd have done without him. I'd better get to work, I suppose.
Annie opens her suitcase, revealing an assortment of firearms contained within it. She takes out a pistol and cocks it. She leans out of the window and shoots an Indian off his horse. On the roof, Marshall closes his eyes and ineptly takes a shot with the shotgun. Annie shoots another Indian, and Marshall thinks it was him. While Marshall reloads, Annie shoots a few more Indians off their horses. Eyes closed, Marshall fires again as Annie guns down two more braves. Again, Marshall thinks it was him.
Two that time with only one bullet!
Look, they've shot three of my braves.
What do you want them to do? Use bullets with them little rubber suction cups stuck on the end? Here, have a drop more courage.
The Rumpo Kid hands the bottle to Charlie, who passes it to Big Heap. Marshall's stray shot breaks the bottle.
That does it! Little Heap!
What are you doing?
I'm calling off the attack! Oompa! Stickity! Jumpa! Bloody quick!
The Indians leave the stagecoach alone.
They're going!
The Braves ride back past Charlie and the Rumpo Kid. Big Heap joins them, leaving the pair alone.
Hey, come back! You're
gonna let one little fella chase you away? You call yourselves braves? I've seen braver cowards.
Back by the stagecoach, the coachman comes to and gets to his feet.
What happened?
Yeah.
They've run away. They've had enough.
Oh, well, yeah, you get down off there and we get out of here before they come back. What hit me?
Marshall knocks him out with another bag.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What happened to him?
Oh, it was just the excitement, I guess. Oh. Get him in the coach.
Hold this a minute.
Marshall picks him up.
Come on, let's get down there, Charlie. Come on, come on,
come on, get up, get up,
come on.
Do you drive?
Who, me? Yes, I suppose so.
Well, I should start if I were you. There's still a couple of Indians left over there.
Oh, right.
She points to Charlie and the Rumpo Kid riding away in their Indian disguises. Marshall climbs up onto the stagecoach, releases the brake, and G's the horse's arm. He's thrown backwards as they set off. The Rumpo Kid and Charlie pull their horses up to a halt. They see the stagecoach racing towards them.
We gotta finish this off ourselves, Charlie. Has he gone raving mad?
Looks like it. I'm getting out of here.
They leap aside and the Rumpo Kid ends up in a cactus.
Charlie! Charlie, help! Oh! Where you been?
You want help getting on your horse, kid?
Are you joking? Oh! Ah, shut up!
Charlie helps him to his feet. The kid's bum looks like a pincushion full of cactus needles.
Shut up!
The stagecoach careers into Stodge. The judge and the doc watch as it pulls up and Marshall topples from the top of it. The doc pulls out his stethoscope. Later, he examines Marshall in his surgery.
Is he gonna be all right, Doc?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Pity. He's coming round.
Something wrong with your drain?
Well, he's delirious, our poor fella.
Indians! Indians!
Well, no, don't. Listen, don't worry. You're going to be quite safe now. He's going to be all right. He's just a bit shook up, that's all.
Pity. Don't keep saying that. Gets on my nerves. What exactly happened, Bert?
Well, I don't rightly know for sure, but from what Miss Oakley here says, this young fella shot three Indians and drove the rest of them away.
Amazing. Is that right, miss?
Well, there was only him, and you couldn't expect a poor defenseless little thing like me to do anything.
I suppose not. It seems incredible.
Well, I think he was just wonderful. I don't know what I'd have done without him.
Oh, it was nothing.
Well, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to get settled in. There is a hotel here, isn't there?
Yes, but I wouldn't recommend it, Miss Oakley. They get a funny lot in there.
I think I can take care of myself, thank you.
I'll take you over, miss. Oh. Gosh, this sure is heavy.
Just a few feminine little knickknacks.
Yeah. Oh, she's lovely.
You're not going to have time for any of that sort of thing. You've got work to do.
Oh, don't you worry about that, sir. I'm very keen to get started right away.
That's the spirit. I'll show you your office, Marshal.
Marshal? How did you know my name?
Washington told me you were coming. I am Judge Burke, the mayor.
That's right. Judge's folk founded Stodge City, Marshal.
My great-grandfather came over here in the Mayflower. He was the original Burke. Married into the Wright family and became a Wright Burke.
The whole family are Wright Burkes, Marshal.
A man's hurled out of the saloon.
Charming. Rumpo's place. It sounds pretty exclusive.
Yeah. The Rumpo Kid, that is, miss. He runs this town.
Oh, don't you have a sheriff here?
We did have, but he sort of died.
Oh, really? How?
Lead poisoning.
Who shot the lad into him?
I can't say, miss. And if I was you, I wouldn't ask questions like that around these parts.
Right, in here. Charlie will pick you up in the room.
The undertaker carries her bag.
The new Toyota Yaris. Sponsors ITV Movies.
Don't risk having your car crushed. You can now pay your car tax by phone.
Oh,
much more.
From platform 4 to Becky's boyfriend's flat.
Whoa, whoa, when your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you.
Here at Direct Line Pet Insurance, we hate to be beaten.
And right now we're making it even cheaper to insure Rover.
We're offering 12 months cover for the price of 10, which means that from just £5 per month for cats and from £7 per month for dogs, you can be covered for those costly bills.
That's a deal to bowl them over.
Look out, Mouse!
You won't find us on price comparison websites, so...
You're never sure of the best deal until you've come to us direct.
Yeah. So for 12 months cover for the price of 10, call us now.
Whoa!
Quoting Pet 12 for 10. Or visit directline.com. Beautifully put.
Over time, wrinkles appear around the mouth. Lips become thinner. New L'Oreal Collagen Filler Double Action Lip. One, smooth the appearance of wrinkles around the lips with collagen biospheres which inflate up to 9 times. Two, intensely hydrate for a replumped effect. New L'Oreal Collagen Filler Double Action Lip.
We're worth it.
With Sky, you only pay for the type of TV you love. We've split our channels into 6 entertainment packs, each bringing you the best in its kind of TV. So, if you love top drama, only pay for top drama with the Variety Pack. Your first pack is just £16.50 a month. Add more for only £1 extra each. And with Sky Plus, you can record and store to watch whenever you like. Pick your Sky TV packs from only £16.50 a month. And you could save on household bills with free broadband and free calls. For the type of TV you want to watch, call 08442 410 008. Sky.
Zeta collection is now half price at DFS. Pass it on.
The new Toyota Yaris. Sponsors ITV Movies.
Here we are, Marshal.
Oh, thank you, Judge. But I wish you'd call me Marsh, like my friends do.
Marsh?
Yes, it's short for Marshal.
Oh, I couldn't do a thing like that. No, it'd be like me calling the sheriff Cherie. People around here would have thought that mighty peculiar.
They go inside.
Well, this is it. How do you like it?
Oh, it's very cozy.
And there's a nice bedroom for you through there, and plenty of guns for you to use.
Oh, thank you very much. But what do I want guns for? What? Oh, don't tell me you've got rats around here.
Have we got rats? Ever since the Rumpo Kid came to town, the place has been full of them.
Oh, that's not so good. They didn't tell me that was your problem.
Well, never mind. I'm sure you'll get rid of them.
Oh, yes. Mind you, I won't be going around shooting these rats, Judge. The great thing to do is to find out where they do their breeding.
Really?
So as you don't get any more, you see.
Well, it sounds like a long-term policy to me. Still, I'm sure you must know what you're doing.
Oh, yes. In my experience, they usually do it down in the drains.
You must have had some very funny experiences.
Oh, I have. Well, you can't be a drainage engineer without, you know.
A what?
A drainage engineer. That's my job.
But you're a marshal.
No, Marshall's my name. Marshall P. Nutt. Drainage, sanitation and garbage disposal engineer, first class. They sent me down here to clean the place up, didn't they tell you?
But we want a peace marshal, not a drainy marshal.
No, drainage. Idge.
Oh, don't you understand? This town is full of gunmen and outlaws. That's what we want cleaned up.
You mean that there isn't a job for me?
Of course there isn't a job. Wait a minute. No one around here knows you're not a real marshal, do they?
Oh, Annie Oakley, I told her my job.
Oh, she don't matter. And you did shoot all them Indians single-handed?
Granted, yes.
Come to think of it, you'll make a marvelous marshal.
What, me?
Yes, you'll clean up Studge City. Oh, you'll become the most admired, the most feared man in the West. Oh, they'll write books about you. I can see it. The legend of Marshal Peanut.
The legend of Marshal Peanut.
In the saloon.
All right, Curly, round up the boys. We got a job on tonight.
Sure thing, kid.
Give me a drink, George.
Thought you ought to know, Mr. Rumpo. That woman that's staying here is asking a lot of questions about Sheriff Earp's death.
What woman who's staying here?
She came in on the stage, kid. I let her have a room.
But where is she?
Upstairs, room 11.
What are you gonna do?
I don't like women who ask awkward questions. She's going out of here on her big, fat bustle.
The kid marches off. Annie is taking a bath.
Come in.
All right, lady, just pack your bags.
He sees her in the tub and leers.
I thought you were the chambermaid.
I am.
Well, you don't look too much like a chambermaid to me.
It's my day off.
You must be the one they call the Rumpo Kid, huh?
Yep, that's me.
And you want me to pack my bags and leave?
Leave? Where'd you get that idea?
Well, I thought... What did you come in here for, then?
Just to say welcome, and I hope you have a long and friendly stay here.
Well, thank you.
You just ask for anything you want. It's all on the house.
Well, thank you, and right now I'd like to get out of my bath.
Oh, give you a hand?
No, but you can pass me a towel if you like.
Yep.
He picks one up, then selects a smaller one.
Yeah.
She shakes her head.
It's all right, I won't look.
He still peeks.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, well, worth a try. Yeah, well, was nice seeing you.
And you too, you've been very sweet to me.
Bells at the door as he comes out.
Wow, did you do it?
Did I do what?
Did you tell her to go?
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I'd give it a straight. Cards on the table, man to man.
Man to man, huh?
Yep. Right between the eyes.
So she's going, eh?
Nope. Well, the fact is, Belle, I reckon she's straight. She's not trying to hide nothing.
She couldn't, not in that bath.
You're right there. Boy, has she got... Oh, you saw.
Yeah, well, I happened to be standing here, and the keyhole came up against my eye.
And you saw for yourself. I mean, she's nice. She's a nice girl. I mean, you can't go throw a poor little thing like that out. You know how it is.
Yeah. I know just how it is.
She kicks him, then slaps him, knocking him over.
And she does know how it is, too.
The Rumpo Kid. He's the one we gotta get something on. He's behind everything that's going on around here.
Why didn't you just run him out of town, then?
Everybody's scared stiff of him. Except me, of course.
Pardon me?
The judge cowers.
Mind if I come in?
Why, of course, Mr. Rumpo. We're always delighted to see you.
Wanted to make the acquaintance of the new marshal.
Oh, thank you.
Thought I'd like to tip you off. There's going to be another raid on Colonel Houston's cattle tonight.
What? How do you know?
Stranger came into my place last night, told one of the girls.
You don't say.
Yep. The girl's not involved, mind you. She's a nice, pure, innocent kid. He just happened to talk in his sleep.
Well, thank you for telling me, Mr. Rumpo.
Pleasure, Marshal. Pleasure. Anytime I can do anything to help, don't be afraid to ask. Well, gentlemen, if you'll pardon me, I promised to give a little talk to the ladies' sewing circle.
He doesn't seem such a bad fella.
Don't you believe it. There's something funny going on around here. Why, I'm almost positive that he and his gang are doing all the cattle rustling around here.
Oh, impossible. He wouldn't have come in and told us if it was him.
No, that's a point. We've got to do some quick thinking.
Tonight, he said. That's today.
That's pretty quick thinking. Don't overdo it. Leave it to me. Now, let me see. Now, the best plan would be for you to ride out there after dark and surprise them.
All by myself?
No. You've got to take a posse with you.
Why, don't they like cats?
A posse, not a pussy. You can't go out there and handle a whole gang of rustlers and killers all by yourself.
Oh, can't I?
No. You've got to find some brave and public-spirited citizens to help you.
Oh, yes, I see. Like you mean.
Exactly. Except that, unfortunately, tonight I have another engagement. Any other night, of course. But don't worry, you're bound to find somebody. Yeah!
The judge goes. Marshall catches sight of the newly acquired sheriff's badge on his jacket and swells with pride. In the saloon, the Rumpo Kid is chatting up one of the dancers. One of his men alerts him as Marshall timidly enters the saloon. Marshall now sports a Stetson and a badly holstered six-shooter.
Howdy, Marshall.
Marshall removes his hat.
What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I'm trying to get up a posse.
Oh, for tonight, you mean?
That's right, and I thought perhaps you and a few of your men could...
It's a pity, Marshall. I'm sorry, we can't help you tonight. We got a little choir practice, I promised the boys. Right, boys?
They all nod.
Oh, it's funny, but everyone I've asked so far seems to be doing something else.
Ah, gee, that's tough, Marshal. Ain't it? Wait a minute, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you two of my boys. That ought to be enough. Short?
Yeah, boss.
Got a little job for you. Take these two, Marshal. Short and Curly.
How do you do?
Marshal extends his hand, but neither of them takes it. Marshall smiles apologetically and puts his hat back on. He motions for Short and Curly to follow him out, so they do. That night, the Rumpo Kid and some of his men ride out of town. Marshall comes out of the sheriff's office and joins Short and Curly.
Who was that?
Just Rumpo and some of the boys, Marshall.
Oh, after their choir practice. I'm sorry if I'm making you miss yours.
That's all right, Marshall. We'll get up extra early and do some.
Good. Oh, by the way, I've got your deputy badges.
No, thank you, Marshall. Tain't wise to wear them. Makes too easy a target.
Oh. Yes.
Marshall removes his.
Well, I suppose we'd better be off then.
Yep. Yep, got a horse all ready for you, Marshall.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a horse all right.
He apprehensively takes it by the bridle and leads it out into the street. He watches as Short and Curly deftly climb onto their steeds. Marshall attempts to mount his and the saddle falls off, leaving him flailing on the ground.
Looks like you forgot to fasten your girth, Marshall.
Marshall runs after his horse.
Hey, come back!
Annie watches from the window of her hotel room. She thinks for a moment, then steps out of her dressing gown. Ranchers drink coffee by a campfire.
Heard she's mighty restless tonight. You hear anything, Joe?
Two of the kid's men rush them and knock them out. The Rumpo Kid rides over to his men.
Nice work. When you're through with that, go pick up a handful of steers, take them up to Bear Pass. I'm going to see Sam Houston.
The kid and Charlie pull their neckerchiefs up over their faces and ride off. Old Sam chases a young lady out of his ranch house, then spots the Rumpo Kid and Charlie.
Howdy, mister.
Howdy, Colonel.
I was just helping the hired girl get the stock in.
Colonel, I thought you'd like to know. I just seen some fellas making off with a whole heap of your cattle.
A hell, you say? Jake, get the hands all armed and ready to ride.
Sure thing, Colonel.
I'm mighty grateful to you, mister. Where was you saw them?
They was just coming over Bear Pass.
How's it?
Bear Pass.
Oh, but here it's good these days.
Marshall, Curly and Short ride across a field and come across a herd of cattle.
That's the cattle, all right. They've got the Bar X brand on them.
Marshall looks around.
Well, where are all the rustlers then?
Well, I reckon just the sight of you, Marshall, must have scared them away.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Well, what are we going to do now, then?
Well, I reckon the best thing we can do is to leave you here to look after them steers while we ride and get us some help.
Just what I was going to suggest.
Short and Curly ride off. The Rumpo Kid and Charlie ride with Sam and his men. They pull to a halt.
There they are, Colonel.
Yeah, come on, man, let's kill them.
They ride off and start shooting at Marshall, who's sitting on a rock. The bullets ricochet off the rock and Marshall flamboyantly throws himself on the ground as they ride up.
Colonel Houston?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
They prepare to hang Marshall.
Do you mind if I do this, Colonel? As a upright, honest, law-abiding citizen of Dodge City and a lifelong friend of Sheriff Earp, I consider it my duty.
Your privilege, sir.
What do you think you're doing? You're making a terrible mistake, you know. I can sue you for this. I've got my rights.
Pipe down, will you?
What are you getting so excited about?
I can't help it. I've always been nervous and highly strung.
You're about to be strung even higher, pal.
Dressed as a cowboy, Annie watches from cover as the kid throws the rope over a branch in preparation for the hanging.
Right, well, we just take the other end and make it good and tight.
Annie rides forward and grabs Marshall. As they ride off, the kid, who's holding the other end of the rope, is hoisted into the air and whacks his head on the branch. The Rumpo Kid's men ride through Stodge. The judge stands outside his office and shakes his fist at them.
Ruffians!
He runs over to the sheriff's office.
Marshall! Marshall! It's me, Judge Burke!
Marshall opens a window in the door.
What are you doing in there? You can't stay locked up all the time. You're supposed to be keeping law and order.
Oh, no.
He lets the judge in.
He's out to get me. I know it. That Rumpo.
Don't be silly. They wouldn't dare do anything to a U.S. Marshal.
Wouldn't dare do anything, he says. Judge, I was nearly hanged the other night like a common criminal.
Oh, you don't want to worry about that. Some of my best friends have been hanged. There ain't no stigma attached to it out west.
Well, they can't fool me. It was Rumpo's doing. He arranged the whole thing.
Oh, come on now. You're imagining things. Both he and old Sam apologized very nicely the next day. It was a natural mistake to make in the circumstances.
Do I look like a cattle rustler?
No, but you don't look like a sanitary inspector either.
I am not a sanitary inspector. I'm a sanitation engineer first class.
Shh! Do you want everybody to hear?
Look, first of all, the Indian attack on the stagecoach. Then this cattle rustling business. That didn't happen by accident, you know. That was planned to get me out of the way. And it would have worked if that fella hadn't come to me rescue.
Yeah, who was he?
Well, I don't know. He just untied my hands and he galloped off. But I'd know him again, all right.
How?
He had a very strong smell of perfume.
Really? We're getting a funny lot round here. Who is it?
Sir, who's it?
Marshall nervously brandishes a gun as the judge lets him in.
What is it? What's the matter?
They were at my place again last night. Yes, got away with 40 head.
Who were they? Did you see them?
Why, it's too dark to see much. Yeah, but I recognize it was one of the Rumpo men. Marshall, you gotta do something.
Well, I don't see what I can do without any proof.
Ah, here's proof for you. Take a look at that.
Hoof marks.
You match up those hoof prints and you got your man.
But how did they get up there? What have you been doing?
Well, I was out courting. There's no law against it.
No, no, of course not. But I can think of more comfortable places to do it. Marshal, I think it's time you and Rumpo had a little talk.
Well, if you think there's enough evidence, you know, personally, I don't...
Now, there's nothing to be afraid of. They wouldn't dare do anything to a U.S. Marshal. Here they come now. Stop them!
He pushes Marshall out into their path. Marshall holds his hand up to halt them, but they just ride over the top of him. He's left lying on his back with his hand outstretched. Sam and the judge run over to him.
Well, gentlemen, a toast to our own beloved Marshal Peanut, accidentally run over today by a band of unknown horsemen. All right, then.
What's the matter?
Annie has appeared at the top of the stairs in a striking showgirl's outfit, complete with pink feather boa. She slinks down the stairs. The Rumpo Kid eyes her lecherously.
The night is young, and we're not too old. Why wait for fate to give you a shove? When I am yours to have and to hold. This is the night for love. For I am willing and awfully weak, and just the kind to take advantage of. So why not push your new lucky streak? This is the night for love. My arms are yearning to hold you ever so near. My lips are burning just for your kiss. There's no returning to me, it's all very clear. There'll never be another night like this.
To the kid.
And so hold me close till daylight is near. Closer than a hand in a glove. And say those words I'm longing to hear. This is the night for holding me tight. For this is the night for love.
Belle is extremely put out by Annie and Rumpo's behaviour and she storms off.
I didn't know you could sing like that.
Well, I've hardly seen anything of you since I arrived. Have you been avoiding me?
I should say not. I had a lot of business to do lately.
At night?
Why, it's the most convenient time. My customers are asleep there.
Say, it's awful crowded in here. Is there somewhere more private where we could talk?
Yep. It's my office. I got a nice big couch there for sitting talking on.
Well, what are we waiting for then?
Yeah, well, you go right ahead. I just gotta get something.
Okay.
She winks at him and goes.
Charlie, quick. Come on, Charlie. Give me a bottle.
Sure thing, kid. Champagne.
What else?
Grinning, the kid makes his way towards his office. Belle intercepts him.
You can't go to her, Johnny.
Don't talk so silly,
no,
all right?
Johnny, don't turn our story into a burning tale of lust, jealousy, and passion under a white-hot desert sun. Don't make it a saga of sex, vengeance, and sudden death in the primitive West.
What's the matter? Are you delirious or something?
But, Johnny, she's no good. Take it from me, she's after something.
You take it from me. If you get out of the way, she's gonna get it.
But, Johnny, have you forgotten? I'm your little ding-dong.
I hate to have to say it, but your ding has lost its dong.
Miffed, she stands aside.
Reckon you lost him, Belle. How about doing a little something for me?
Okay.
She throws a drink in his face and storms off. The kid hands a glass of champagne to Annie.
Here's to us.
They drink. He puts his glass down and rubs his hands.
Oh, no, Johnny, no, don't.
Annie, I'll do anything for you. Buy a diamonds, furs. I'll make you a partner. I'll even shave every day.
I know, but you see, it's no use. I'm saving myself for another.
Another what?
Another man.
Who?
The man who killed my man.
I got lost there somewhere. Would you mind repeating that?
Okay, I'll try and explain. You see, there once was a sheriff here called Earp, Albert Earp.
Yeah? What about him?
Well, a long time ago, he once shot somebody that was very dear to me, and I just long for somebody to kill Earp.
They have. He's dead.
I know. And whoever it was that shot Earp is the one I'm saving myself for. You see, I have nothing else to offer as a reward.
It was me. I shot the old codger.
So you're the
man who killed a man who killed your man.
Oh, I hoped it would be you. Now my search is ended.
Yeah, you can stop saving yourself now.
Oh, no, no, not this way.
What other way is there?
I mean, not here. Not here in an office. Come to my room at 10 o'clock, and I'll be waiting for you.
Your room?
Uh-huh.
10 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
You'll be waiting?
Uh-huh.
She goes. The undertaker measures Marshall up for his box as he lies unconscious on his bed. The judge and the doc stand by.
What are you doing? That ain't fair. They said you was dead.
A fine doctor you turned out to be.
No, he was dead when I took his pulse, I swear it.
When you took his pulse?
Oh, I never thought of that. My watch has stopped.
Well, what happened?
Rumpo and his gang, they rode their horses right over you.
Well, that does it. I've had just about enough of Rumpo. I'm gonna get something on him if it's the last thing I do.
It probably will be. Yeah!
That night, Little Heap walks into town with a horse pulling a drag cart. On it, wrapped in a blanket, lies Big Heap. They pull up outside the saloon and Little Heap goes to his father.
We're here.
Oh, good. What's on the clock?
Little Heap make no charge for his own father.
Oh, that's a good boy. Well, now you can run along home. And straight home, mind you. No stopping to pick up any stray bits of scalp.
You take big risk going in saloon, father. Rumpo say he kill you if he see you again.
Why, I can't help that.
I've got to have fire water.
How you buy fire water with no dollars?
Ah, Big Heap has inherited all the cunning of his forefathers. Give me a hand, sir.
Wearing a lumberjack shirt and carrying a shovel, he walks into the saloon.
Go strike a bear tree!
Everyone rushes out of the saloon.
Never fails! Never fails!
He helps himself to all the abandoned drinks. In his room, a spruced-up Rumpo Kid checks his appearance in a mirror, then checks his watch.
1 minute to 10. Her room, and she'll be waiting.
He takes his gun belt off and puts his pistol in a safe. He thinks for a moment and takes a perfume bottle from the safe and sprays under each armpit and in his mouth. He closes up the safe again and pulls on the jacket of his natty suit, then checks his watch again. He walks into the bar and passes boozing Big Heap.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
The kid hurries upstairs and knocks on Annie's door.
Who's that?
That's me, Rumpo. Are you ready?
Could you wait just one moment, honey?
She checks a line attached to the door, which in turn is attached to a rifle and a shotgun's triggers, the barrels of which are aimed at the door. Annie picks up a couple of pistols and cocks them as she stands behind the other guns.
Okay, come on in.
Down we cast her!
Just a minute, sweetheart, I forgot something.
Rachel Cowan's cold up the stage.
Big Heap, what the heck are you doing here?
Oh, it's my old friend, the Crumpet Kid.
Rumpo Kid.
The same thing. I say, do you remember when you got me to hold up that stagecoach?
Shut up! What, the whole town are here?
He sees the place is empty.
What is this? Where is everybody? Charlie, what's going on? Where you been?
I'm sorry, kid, but some joker came in shouting that there was a gold strike at Bear Creek.
Was there?
Don't be silly. I got 3 miles out of town before I remembered. There ain't no place called Bear Creek.
Big Heap, take Heap Big, Paleface Mickey.
It was him. I'll kill him!
Oh, no! I don't want no trouble. Not now. I got some rather important business waiting. Get a bottle. Lock him up in the office with it.
Annie gets impatient.
Get him out of here. Quick!
Charlie carries Big Heap into the office and the kid gives him a bottle. The kid then hurries upstairs and is about to knock on Annie's door when...
Hold me right there, Rumpo!
Now what? Marshal.
That's right, I want to talk to you.
Okay, drop by tomorrow, will you? I'm kind of busy right now.
You're going to walk down those stairs or do I have to shoot you down?
Okay.
He comes down.
It's fantastic. A fella can't even live up to his name these days. What do you want?
Rumpo. I'm taking you in.
You couldn't take in dirty washing.
You heard me. I'm taking you in. And if you feel like trying to stop me, just you try it. I'm ready for you.
I told you that was too loose.
I can't wear it any tighter. It pinches me tummy.
Oh, you can laugh, Rumpo, but we really got something on you this time. Go on, Marshal, you tell him.
Well, it seems that last night, Colonel Houston's ranch was raided again by rustlers.
What's that got to do with me?
I think it's got a lot to do with you. They got away with 40 cows.
Bullocks.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. They was bullocks. Oh, what does it matter if they was cows or bullocks? It matters to them. Oh, this ain't getting us nowhere. Now, take a look at this. This here hide came off a Bar X steer, and we found it in your stable.
Yeah, and that ain't all. The hoof prints on the back of my coat here match up with those of your horse.
You may as well admit it, Rumpo. You stole his cattle. We've got you by the short horns.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to help you, but unfortunately, I loaned my horse somebody else last night.
What? Where were you?
Here. All night. Belle will tell you what I was doing.
Not in my court, she won't.
Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but the fellow you want is the fellow that used my horse last night.
Well, who was it?
Injun, name of Big Heap.
Oh. Well, it looks like we've got the wrong man, Judge.
That's right. Well, you pardon me, I got a little business to attend to.
Yeah, but just you watch it, Rumpo. because I aim to get you.
Yeah, you'll see. We'll get something on you yet.
That's far enough, Marshal. Shall I plug him, kid?
Nope.
Yes, go on. Let him. Go on, Charlie.
Aye, steady, Judge.
Don't be silly. That's exactly what we want. Then we'll have something on them. Use your nut, nut.
Ah, Judge, you know we got more sense than the shooter United States Marshal. Charlie was only kidding. All right. Now, would you get out of here, please? We're closing for the night.
All right, but we'll be back.
As they go, the Undertaker comes in with a coffin.
Now, no, get out, you old fool.
The Undertaker about turns to the coffin.
Come on.
Well, here we go.
I heard you in there, kid. That was a smart trick, telling him Big Heap stole them steers.
Yeah, but if the Marshal ever talks to him, we're in trouble.
Like me to get rid of him, kid?
Later. Just keep him locked up for now. I got to see Miss Oakley.
Why, what's she done?
Nothing. Yep, that's the trouble.
The kid adjusts his hair with some spit and dashes upstairs.
Hey, kid, kid, Big Heap's gone!
This just ain't my night.
He hurries back down to Charlie.
He must have gone out through the window.
Well, don't just stand there. He can't be far away. Come on.
Up the Indian!
Here, you can't do that.
Big Heap drunkenly swings his tomahawk, then collapses into Marshall's arms. Marshall carries him into the sheriff's office and puts him on a bed in a cell. In the saloon...
Gotta get him out of there quick.
It's not gonna be easy, kid. Not with that Marshal sleeping there.
No, have to keep him occupied. Why did this have to happen tonight? I'll get Curly and the boys. You get upstairs, tell Miss Oakley I've been unavoidably detained.
Leave it to me, kid.
The kid goes out and Charlie runs upstairs. He pauses outside Annie's door and adjusts his hair before knocking.
Come and get it.
Charlie collapses through the banisters.
Oh, terribly sorry. I thought you were somebody else. Oh.
In the sheriff's office bedroom, Marshall proudly pins his sheriff's badge onto his long johns as he gets ready for bed. Wearing a hooded purple cloak, Belle slips into the sheriff's office. She smiles and lowers her hood. She goes over to the bedroom door and listens. Marshall turns to a framed photograph by his bedside.
Good night, Mum.
He kisses the photo and makes to turn the light off. With a wary look at the door, Marshall gets out of bed and pulls his slippers on. He slips his gun belt over his head and pulls it down until it's around his waist. He puts his Stetson on, draws his gun, and goes to the door.
Yes?
Belle comes in.
Just hold it right there.
I hope that's your gun, Marshal.
Miss Belle, well, what are you doing here? Think of your reputation.
Well, you think about it and stop asking stupid questions.
Just stop! What are you getting undressed for?
I want to catch up with you.
What?
She shuts and locks the door. He covers himself up.
Oh, you don't have to be so modest with me, Marshal. You're a fine-looking man, you know.
I am?
Yeah, I kind of go for men who wear long combs. I knew a fellow once escaped from state prison in a pair of combs.
Really?
He got out through the trap door at the back. Yes, combs really do something to me.
They do something to me, too.
What?
Itch. Miss Belle, you didn't just come here tonight to talk about underwear.
You're right, Marshal. How would you like it?
Oh, no.
If I gave you proof that Rumpo was behind the stage holdup and the cattle rustling.
What? Why are you telling me all this?
Well, maybe it's because I go for you, Marshal, honey. Don't you feel it, that certain something between us?
Yes, it's my hot water bottle.
No, we were meant for each other, you and me. We go together like ham and eggs.
And, oh, Mother!
What was that? Are you expecting anyone?
What, no, of course not.
Oh, if it's Rumpo, he'll kill me. I must hide.
Well, where?
Well, under the bed, quick!
Good idea.
No, don't you, the fool, me!
She clambers under the bed. Marshall pulls his Stetson back on and goes over to the door. He adjusts his gun belt so that the pistol is dangling behind him and unlocks the door. It springs open, whacking him on the nose. It's Annie.
Miss Oakley!
Marshall, I can't give myself up. I've just killed a man.
Oh, well, we all make silly little mistakes now and then. Killed a man?
Uh-huh. Charlie the Baron. It was an accident, I swear it.
Oh, of course it was. How did it happen?
I shot him with a shotgun. A rifle and two revolvers.
Must have been some accident.
It was. I thought it was the Rumpo kid. You see, I found out tonight that he was the one that killed Sheriff Earp. Oh, Marsh, I feel just
terrible.
Oh, there, there. Don't worry about it. Come and sit down for a minute. No! Oh, no. That gun.
You're very sweet. I feel sort of safe with you somehow.
That's what they all say.
Oh, have you known lots of girls then?
Oh, no. No, none at all. It's my job, I suppose. You don't get to meet them down drains.
Well, I'm glad, because I've never felt like this about anybody before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I feel we sort of go together, like strawberries and cream.
Or ham and eggs.
Yeah, ham...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Marshall, but I can't lie there listening to this silly little witch talking out the back of her bustle. No other girls, huh?
Oh, now, wait a minute. I can explain.
Oh, don't bother. With an old bag like that. And who are you calling an old bag? You old bag, I'm calling an old bag.
Ah, you cat! I'll get you!
Annie and Belle fight. Annie whacks Belle's head against a beam.
Look at the neighbors! Ladies, please!
Marshall catches a stray punch off Belle.
What you've done. Oh, I'm sorry, Marshall. Really, I am.
Marsh, honey, are you all right?
There. Belle will make it up to you, honey.
You take your hands off him, you big troll. Look, you leave him alone, you harpy.
I said I can take care of him, you cowgirl.
Cowgirl? If I told you that, I'd only be half right.
You... Oh, Marsh. Hi. Marsh.
Jail cell.
There he is. I get him quick.
Not so fast. I'll handle this.
Me want him, Daddy.
We going to get him, Daddy. Now shut him up, him. Dolores, come here.
Why?
You get yourself into the marshal's office. Keep him occupied a half hour.
How?
What do you want, diagram?
Well, half an hour's a long time. What are we going to talk about?
I should have known better. Can you remember all the things your ma told you not to do when you come out west?
Yes.
Do them.
She goes into the jailhouse. Belle and Annie revive Marshall.
There, my poor boy.
You leave him alone, you hear? He's mine. He's mine.
No, please, ladies.
Annie and Belle dive under the bed. Marshall adjusts the covers and pulls his hat on. He goes to the door and draws his gun before opening up to Dolores. She slinks in. He holsters his gun again.
Well, hello there, you old Marshall, honey.
What is this? What do you want?
Well, now, that's not a nice way to talk to a little old girl who's dropped by, just to keep you all from getting lonesome.
Oh, you needn't have bothered. I've been anything but lonesome.
Oh, don't be like that, Marshall, honey. Why, since the first time I saw you, I've been crazy about you all. You and me, we'll go together like pancakes and syrup, I reckon.
All you people think about is food. Doesn't anyone around here go together like man and woman?
Now, you're talking my kind of language, honey.
Oh, no, stay away!
The bed collapses.
Land sakes, what are they all doing here?
Well, you just get out of here, you little tramp.
Oh, don't you worry. I don't aim on sharing him with a couple of old hags like you. I got my pride.
As Dolores picks up her feather boa, Belle kicks her up the bum. The women fight again.
No.
Annie joins the fray in a hair-pulling girl fight frenzy.
I know it's the Wild West, but this is ridiculous.
Outside.
You want to be a hero? Stick that in the keyhole.
Keyhole?
Yeah, keyhole. Keyholem.
Ah, keyholem. Why you no say? White man speak with forked tongue.
Rumpo lights the stick of dynamite.
Well, go on, it's only a half-minute fuse.
As soon as it blows, we get Big Heap get out of town fast.
No can stick in keyhole, Key in keyhole,
What, take the key out?
Huh.
Key in keyhole, Oh, no, come back!
Here is key,
Well, what is it?
I thought I heard something.
Rumpo and his men come into the jailhouse.
Little Heap! Where the heck is he?
A little heap-shaped hole in the roof.
What a send-up. Come on, get Big Heap, let's get out of here.
Rumpo unlocks Big Heap's cell.
Big Heap. Would you believe it? Big Heap, come on, wake up!
You girls stay in here. Understand?
All right, carry him out.
No, no, you don't. Stick him up there. Go on, get back in. Go on, get back. Back. Now. Reach. So that's your little game, eh? Trying to help a prisoner escape. Just one more charge against you, Rumpo.
What do you mean, Marshal? We just dropped in for a friendly visit, that's all. We ain't done nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong? Holding up the stage, cattle rustling, shooting a sheriff.
You're crazy.
Don't you believe it? I've got all the evidence in there and witnesses. Don't you try it, Rumpo. Just you try it. I'm not a fool, you know. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm holding you all. Right. In there, all of you. Go on, and take him with you. Go on, inside, dear.
You mean in there?
Yes, now. Get a move on before I lose my temper.
Well, come on, boys. You heard the marshal. Get in there. Everybody inside. Come on, move.
That's the idea. You picked the wrong man to tangle with this time, Rumpo. Now, where's the key?
Right here, Marshal.
What? Oh.
I'll take that too, I think. You know, Marshal, you're right. You're too smart for the likes of us. I reckon I'm just gonna have to get out of Dodge City.
No, but wait a minute, come back. Oh, please! Somebody help!
Rumpo's men have a blindfolded Judge Burke in his nightshirt on the back of a horse. They lead him to a log cabin in the woods, Short and Curly are waiting outside it. Curly goes into the cabin.
We've got him for you, Rumpo.
Bring him in.
Rumpo goes over to a bunk where Big Heap's asleep.
Big Heap?
Confidentially, Big Heap have Heap Big hang him over.
Get out of here. Go on home.
Oh, do you mean I'm not a prisoner anymore?
No. You can't tell the marshal any more than he knows already.
Get in there.
Oh, how absolutely lovely. Do you mind? You see, I've always wanted a scalp with a bobble on.
Well, you get out of here. Go home.
Oh, uncivilized lot.
What is the meaning of this outrage? Why have I been brought here?
Shut up. Sit down. What are you getting so excited about?
What am I getting excited about? Taken from my bed at gunpoint, not even allowed to put my slippers on. Have you ever tried riding a horse barefoot? It hurts.
Could have been worse. You might have been in your bath.
Gagged and blindfolded with a revoltingly filthy handkerchief. I hate to think where that had been.
I couldn't have you knowing where my hideout was, could I?
I don't know what you've got to hide out from, I'm sure.
Don't you know what happened in town last night? Somebody ratted on me, and now the marshal has got more than enough on me to string me up.
Oh, really? Well, I had to go out of town last night.
We found him at the Widow Rowland's place.
You dirty old man. You're supposed to be dead against that sort of thing.
I happen to be her lawyer. Ever since her husband died, I've been handling everything.
I bet you have.
Oh, this is insufferable. Why have you brought me here, I say?
Well, Judge, I'll tell you. We're going to make a deal. You get rid of that marshal, and I will give you a rake-off.
A what-off?
A rake-off. A percentage of everything I get from running Stodge.
Are you attempting to bribe me, a judge, a dedicated defender of law and order, a sworn enemy of crime and corruption?
Yep.
How much?
A quarter.
I'll take it.
Providing to get rid of the marshal.
He ain't really a marshal at all.
What?
No, it was all a mistake. He's really a sanitary engineer.
Are you trying to tell me, Johnny Finger, the Rumpo Kid, that I have been run out of town by a plumber?
Yeah, you can see the funny side of it.
Shut up. The deal's off. I'll take care of him myself. I'll fill him so full of holes they'll use him for straining cabbage.
How nice. Well, if you'll excuse me,
not so fast. I ain't finished with you yet.
Patience,
folks. Patience, patience. He'll be out in a minute now.
Any minute? You've been saying that since 1 o'clock this morning.
We're doing the best we can, Marshal.
What are those people doing out there anyway?
Don't you know, you're a hero. Rumpo and his boys have moved out.
Some hero. Locked in one of his own cells.
A man's thrown out of the saloon. Belle appears dusting her hands off.
Teach you to come in here and ask me for a quick one.
Dressed as a cowgirl, Annie rides into town and makes her way through the crowd of people outside the sheriff's office. She dismounts, tethers her horse and goes inside, where the Doc, the Undertaker and the Blacksmith are trying to spring Marshall from the cell Rumpo locked him in.
Hey, Marsh, the Rumpo kid's got Judge Burke.
What are they going to do to him?
Well, I don't know, but I don't like it. You'll have to get out of Stodge.
Get out of Stodge? I can't even get out of here!
Okay, fellas, just stand aside.
She shoots the lock.
Gosh, that was marvelous, Annie. I would never have thought of doing that.
Marshall! Marshall, come quick!
What is it? Look!
A horse walks into town with Judge Burke thrown over the back of it. The Doc, Annie and Marshall run over to him.
It's Judge Burke!
Yeah, so it is!
Is he?
No, he ain't! Get me off this thing, will ya?
You're okay, Judge. Just plumb exhausted, that's all.
So would you be if you'd been riding like this for 4 hours with the hot sun beating down upon your progress.
What happened to you, Judge?
Rumpo and his men, they're coming to get you.
Me?
Yeah, they know you're not a real marshal. They're gonna be here at 12 o'clock high noon.
High noon? Why high noon?
I know, I told them it was the most unoriginal time for that kind of thing, but they wouldn't listen. Oh!
Well, you all heard what the judge said. Rumpo and his men, they'll be coming back to Stodge at 12. Now I reckon if we all stand together, we could... But wait, no, we... Doc, you'll stand up with me, won't you?
Well, I'd like to, son, but I'm a kind of busy man. Got a lot of calls to make.
Josh? Well, it looks like I'm going to be kind of busy myself, but you don't need to worry. I already got your measurements.
It's useless. Marsh, you must get out of here. It's only 10 o'clock.
No. I may not be a real marshal, but I took this job and I aim to see it through.
Well, you can't take on Rumpo and his whole gang single-handed.
Well, you wouldn't think much of me if I ran away, would you? And anyway, I'm a pretty good shot with a gun. Remember the Indians? Pow!
I never wanted to have to tell you this, but it was me that shot those Indians.
You?
Mm-hmm, through the stage window.
Oh, that explains how I managed to get 3 with 2 shots. Just a minute.
He sniffs her.
Oh, yes. And it was you who saved me from that hanging the other night. You know, you'd make some man a good husband.
Oh, come on. You can't help being what you are. But just get out of here. Go back to your drains.
Yes, that's about all I'm fit for, isn't it? Drains. Drains? Oh, wait a minute. I've got it. Annie, could you teach me to shoot as good as you?
What? They're doing it noon. It's after 10 now.
Good, that gives us almost 2 hours. Do you think I'm mad?
Natty as a fruitcake.
It's 10 to 11. Annie shoots a bottle. Marshall has a go and gets his gun stuck in his holster. She helps him get it out. 11 o'clock. In his workshop, the Undertaker is busy making a coffin. Out on the shooting range, Marshall ineptly draws his gun and fires a shot off into the air. He looks at the unbroken bottle and a vulture falls from the sky and lands at his feet. 10 past 11. The Undertaker fits the lid to the coffin he's just built. He stamps a ledger. In his office, Judge Burke hurriedly packs a bag. 25 past 11. Marshall draws his gun on the range, but only the handle comes out of the holster. He hands the broken gun to Annie. 20 to 12. Rumpo and his men ride towards Stodge. 11:45. Marshall draws his gun and ends up holding it the wrong way round. He drops it, and he's unimpressed. In his workshop, the Undertaker starts work on a second coffin. 10 to 12. Rumpo and his men ride on. On the range, Marshall draws his gun and inadvertently throws it at the bottle target, which breaks. He looks hopefully at Annie, who shakes her head. 5 to 12. The Undertaker continues with the assembly of the second coffin. He knocks in nails and fixes a brass handle in place. He scurries up a ladder for a part and makes to fix the final panel onto the casket. The Rumpo Kid and his men ride into town. They stop beside the population sign and the kid dismounts. He changes the population figure from 201 to 200. In the jailhouse, Marshall draws his gun. It's the wrong way round. Annie shakes her head. Marshall tries again and this time gets it right.
Well, that's a bit better.
Any sign of them yet?
No. And there's only a minute to go.
Is that all? Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Marsh, please, you've got to let me go there with you.
No, definitely not. It's time I started fighting for myself. I told you.
Yes, I know. It's just that I love you.
She kisses him. He pulls her to him and kisses her back. High noon. He shoots the cuckoo clock.
How was that?
She hugs him delightedly. The Rumpo Kid draws his gun and gives it a polish on his sleeve. He puts it back in his holster and checks his pocket watch.
Nat! This is Rumpo! I'm coming in!
Rumpo and his four men start walking slowly down the deserted main street. They keep a wary lookout as they go. They walk on over a manhole cover. Once they've gone by, the manhole opens and Marshall peeks out. He aims his pistol at Rumpo's men.
Rumpo!
They spin around and Marshall shoots one of them.
Let! Where are you?
Marshall runs along a sewer and pops up behind Rumpo.
Here, Rumpo!
Marshall shoots another of the kid's men.
Curly, you two get in. Slim, you and me take the other.
Curly heads up the street one way, Slim and Rumpo the other. Marshall pops up between them.
Look out behind you!
Slim and Curly spin around and shoot each other, leaving just Rumpo.
Back! Fire!
Marshall opens a manhole behind Rumpo.
Here, Rumpo!
Behind him again.
No, here! No, here!
Rumpo runs out of ammo. Marshall jumps out of the manhole beneath Rumpo.
Just hold it right there, Rumpo.
Now, Marshall. Sir, you don't want to shoot me. Me and the boys are only kidding.
I'm not going to shoot you, Rumpo. I'm going to put you where you belong, on the end of a rope.
Johnny, I'm coming!
Bell rescues Rumpo.
Stop or I fire!
Marshall's out of ammo.
Marsh! Oh, Marsh, I think you're wonderful!
Come here. And I would have had him too, only I haven't any bullets left.
As he holsters his pistol, he shoots himself in the foot. Limping extravagantly, he hobbles off down the street. The Undertaker rushes out and measures up the bodies of Rumpo's men for their coffins. ITFC audio description by John Walskill.